Blog Talk Radio.
Hey, what's up? This is DeJuan Boyd, a.k.a. DJ Rabbit, representing Rabbit Productions, hanging out chilling with my girl, Cy Boogie. That's right, Cy Brown, right here on LifeRemixedRadio.com. Say word.
Hey, everybody. Today is Monday, December 22nd. It's your girl, Cy Brown, and I am so happy to be with you. We have 3 more days to go until the big day, and I just want to find out what everybody else is doing. This Christmas. I want to find out what's going on, what everybody's family is doing, what is happening, talk about some hot topics today. It's really going to be a fun day. My husband just walked in, and I don't know what he wants. What's up? Oh, he just said he's going to listen. He's home today, so I guess that's pretty cool. Are you going to join me on the air? Oh, he says he's going to listen, everybody. That was a shock. I kind of caught me off guard, so he's hanging out with me today, so that's pretty fun. Let me go into some hot topics today. Let me just log right on in, and we'll get this show started. Many of you know one of my absolute favorite websites to go to is the Huffington Post. And so I'm checking out Huffington Post right now, but today I'm not even really going to get into the political side. We're going to save that. Next week we're having a whole week long of like the year in review, and I'm going to bring in some of the guests that I had on the show. I'm going to talk about some of the stories we talked about this year and just have a whole week in review of like all the hottest topics, all of the things that were talked about. But just as far as media, today I'm talking about media, like what's going on with the media, what's happening in media. Last week we had a really, really good show about how to make money on the Internet, and I have discovered tons and tons and tons of new ways. And for all of you out there who have a blog and you may not be making money at your blog, sign up immediately for Google AdSense, because I have Google AdSense. I run several blogs, and I actually opened up my account on, I think it was Friday or Saturday, and there's money there. I didn't do anything. I just kind of woke up. I set up my blogs, you know, set up my Google AdSense, and it's amazing because I think we have to understand when we log off the Internet at the end of our day or at the end of our workday, just because we log off doesn't mean other people log off. And just because we log off doesn't mean people aren't in other parts of the world actually, you know, checking out our website, clicking on ads. So I thought that was pretty cool. I really did. And so to wake up and find money there, that was a nice feeling. I really enjoyed it. So next week we will be touching on, you know, like we'll be talking about the year in review, and we're going to add a bunch of stuff about the blogs and how to do all that stuff as well. But one thing I did want to talk about today, just not even a top story on the Huffington Post, just kind of stuff that I've been reading over the weekend, aside from going from 4 guests for Christmas to 34 guests for Christmas, and I'll talk about that in a minute. I put that out on Twitter yesterday and on Facebook, and I got a bevy of people wishing me luck. So I think the guest list has now scaled back down to all of the people that will be visiting me on Christmas Day. Instead of having 4 people, it jumped to 34, and now I think it's back down to a manageable somewhere probably between, like, I don't even think I'll have 20 people. I think it's going to be safe to say between 10 and 15 people. So that's definitely manageable. But I started having heart palpitations yesterday when I actually thought I was going to have 34 people in my house. So I was saying, whoa, how in the world is that going to happen? But like I said, you know, some people have called and they decided to spend Christmas at home. And you know what? All we can do is just be happy that God has blessed us with a place to live, food to eat, people to serve, and really have, you know, just have the opportunity to have people over. Oh, wait a minute. Hi, everybody in the chat room. Curvy Queen says, I'm only listening. Yeshu says, hey, I wanted to know if you can have a guest on. I saw this show last night, and she is in the New York area. First of all, hello. I haven't seen you in so long. It's an absolute pleasure to have you with us, Yeshu. I haven't seen you for a while, so I hope that means business is very good. I hope that means business is going well. But I'm checking out this link that you just sent me in the chat room, and it's the website. It looks like it's gems-girls.org, Girls Educational and Mentoring Services. So it's opening now in my chat, on my computer. Let me check it out. What is it? Talk to me a little bit in the chat room about it. You said you heard her on a radio show. Is it the owner of the blog? Is it the person that's blogging? Is it? I'm on her website now, and it looks like a Girls Educational and Mentoring Service. So I guess it looks like she's got some QuickTime video, so it's taking a second to open. Oh, it looks really nice. It says very young girls on Showtime, very young girls on demand. Oh, it looks like it's the stopping of human trafficking. And I see film credits and biography, co-executive producer Rachel Lloyd, producer and director David Chagall. It looks like a good website, and it looks like it's a film, so I'll definitely check it out. Thanks for the lead. Thanks for the tip. And how are you doing, my friend? I'm happy to see you. It says it's about how the average site for prostitution is 13, as in 13 years old. Oh, wow. Oh, and I guess that's why it's saying girls are not for sale. How does that happen, 13 years old? I don't know. It's very, very touching, he says in the chat room. Wow, that's kind of sad, and it looks as though they've entered this particular film in a lot of film festivals. They're going to be in Toronto, Canada. Oh, they were in Toronto in September. They were in Columbia, Missouri in February, Miami, Florida in March. I don't see where they came to New York. They were in Wyoming, Colorado, Massachusetts, Edinburgh, Scotland, Jerusalem. Wow, how impressive. And in Poland. So this must be like a global problem. But I'll follow up with them. Thank you very much for that lead. Thank you. And he put in the chat room, yep, the average age. Wow. That's very sad. At 13 years old, I didn't even have boobs yet. I was in the 7th grade and flat as a board. And the last thing I was thinking about was sex, I guess, at 13. I mean, I don't know what age you start thinking about it. I'm not sure. But I know at 13, I wasn't really going down that direction, maybe because I grew up in a very religiously conservative environment for a good portion of my life. So I was terrified to even look at a guy. Yeshu says, I think they're based in Brooklyn, New York. Well, I'll find them. If they're in New York, I'll definitely find them. And Curvy Queen says that girls now have 36 double D in the 4th grade. Well, yeah, I went to my older son, Daquan. I mean, he's out of high school now. He graduated this year. But I remember, like, 2 years ago, I had to go to his school. And when I went to his school, I was shocked because, first of all, the girls were half-dressed. That bugged me out right there. I was like, and I remember walking into the school, and I said, Daquan, how do you focus? Like, how do you get anything done? And he told me it's really hard. And I guess that's just because how they go to school. I remember, and I probably said this before, but I remember when I was in the 7th grade, I wore these pants. I guess they were called culottes or something that go to your knee. And because my knees were showing, they called my grandmother and said she had to come pick me up from school. I was in 7th grade, 7th or 8th grade, so it was probably like 84. So that was probably 7th grade. My knees were showing. Well, that was 1984. So maybe that was 94, 2000. Well, I guess it was like 25 years ago. Wow, I didn't realize it was that long ago. But still, I had to get picked up from school because my knees were showing. Could you imagine if that was the only thing schools had to worry about right now? But we just didn't go to school like that. And my teenager now who's in school, Miles, he says one of his teachers is sexy. So when I went to open house, I went and I wanted to see what she looked like, and sure enough, she was sexy. She was, you know, she is only 23 years old, I think she said, or 22 years old, and she dressed like her age. She dressed very age-appropriate, and I think that's a little sad because I think it sends the wrong message, and I don't want to be so cold or stoic that I think, you know, teachers have to dress like they did in Little House on the Prairie with a collar up to their neck and pleated skirts like they did. What was that, Warren Jeffs, you know, this year when they caught that man and he was marrying off all these young girls? They all looked like they lived on, they were all pilgrims or something. I don't think teachers have to go to school dressed like that, but I do think there has to be some type of dress code or some sense of something, because I think when kids go to school, it's perpetuated in the school, it's perpetuated on TV, so even if you do have parents that are a little bit more conservative, it's really, really difficult. It's really difficult to keep these kids thinking about anything aside from sex. They just, I guess that's all they think about, I'm not quite sure. I see we have a listener from 615, I believe that's Pastor Montan McDonald. I'm not going to pick up because I'm almost positive that's his area code, but let me read some things in the chat room. The pimps all hit them up saying they need a father figure. And Curvy Queen says, these young girls are easily impressed. I was surprised to find out that these girls were in love with their pimps. A guy I went to school with was arrested 2 weeks ago for rape. He was given the 7th and 8th grade girls' sneakers as a gift. He was dating a 17-year-old. Very, very sad. Well, yeah, well, that's always happened. I mean, we can look at the alleged charges against R. Kelly. I mean, that's nothing new. I mean, there's always going to be older men soliciting younger women. But I think when you're, I think your mind is sick when you want to go with somebody who's that mentally immature. But I guess, you know, it's really easy to manipulate them. It's very easy to take advantage, and it's, you know, very easy to sway their mind. And yeah, I do believe it just was popped up in the chat room that it's a control issue. I do, because just imagine if a guy is, say, 29 or 30, he can't go to another 29 or 30-year-old woman and give them a pair of sneakers. That's not going to fly. Like, she's going to need more than that. But if you go to a girl who's 17 years old, hell, all she wants is a pair of sneakers. She's good, you know, something for $60 or give her $20 or pay her cell phone bill. It seems pretty easy. So I guess, you know, it's not that difficult. But you know something, too? Let's look at it from the flip side. And I didn't even know we were going to end up talking about this today. But look at it on the flip side. A lot of young girls don't look like they're 16. A lot of young girls don't look like they're 17. A lot of young girls don't look like they're 15 years old. They look like grown women. And it's funny because, you know, in preparing for all this company I'm having at my house this week and over, you know, the Christmas to New Year's break, I was pulling out every, like, all of our Christmas pictures just to make a theme in our house. I went to IKEA and bought some really cute frames for $1.99, and I'm going to paint them cranberry because that's the accent in my house now. And, you know, put Christmas pictures up because I feel, you know, when Christmas is over, I can always swap out the picture. But anyway, I found pictures of me as a teenager. So my younger son, Miles, and I were going through all these pictures, oh, my goodness, until almost 11 o'clock last night. And he's like, Mom, look at you. You look so corny. But you know what? I look like a teenager. I look like my age. I look like I was 15. Now, you know, when you start to reach 17, 18, you start developing. But we still weren't curvy. I was looking at pictures of my friends and I. You know, we were happy to have a little shape or something, but we did not, by any stretch of the imagination, look like these young girls do. And I just can't seem to figure it out. Just want to say hey very quickly to How Elegant. Hello, Sandy, who just joined us in the chat room. Very good to see you today. So it's good to have you. Thanks for hanging out with me. I really appreciate it. Yeshu says maybe it's the hormones in the food. I'm sure that has a lot to do with it because my friend right now is giving her daughter organic milk. And I'm like, organic milk? What's the point of organic milk? And she said it's because she doesn't want her daughter growing breasts at like 8 years old. But you know something? A lot of these young girls are starting to have cycles at a very early age. They're starting to grow breasts at 7 years old, 8 years old. Like, this stuff is absolutely bananas. I can't really speak on firm or concrete statistics because, you know, I didn't quite know the show was going in this direction because, you know, I would have found some statistics and stuff like that. But I do know just by basic observation, I'm not very pleased with the way they're looking for these young people. It's looking pretty bad. Kirby Queen says, I know a 17-year-old girl that has a tongue ring. See, now that's where I have a problem. That has a very, very problem, a very big problem, because when I look at stuff like that, we went on vacation to my in-law's house, and when we went on vacation to my in-law's house, my kids didn't want to go because they were like, oh, it's boring. They live in a very, like, rural area, and so my kids were like, oh, we don't want to go. There's never anything to do, so we left them home. So when we got back, we were only gone for, I think, for like 5 days or something. My older son had pierced his ears, and I flipped my wig. Oh, my goodness. I flipped. I screamed. I yelled. Now, the funny thing is he was turning 16 in, like, 2 months. I mean, turning 17. I'm sorry. He was turning 17 in, like, 2 months or something like that. And I screamed, and I said, well, why didn't you tell me? You should have called me and told me that you were thinking about getting your ears pierced and this and that. And he was like, well, because I knew if I did, you were going to call and you were going to scream and you were going to do it. Now, I'll tell you this. I mean, here we are, you know, a couple years down the road. Honestly, I really didn't care. But he was so terrified that he got his ears pierced that we made a really big deal out of it. And I think about if that's like the worst problem that I have with my kid at the time, then I think I'm far ahead of the curve. And now my younger son, who is 15, he wants to get his ears pierced. And I just think we need to try to keep our kids babies as long as possible, because once they grow up, you can't revert. You can't go back. And once once they try to go back and try to do childish things, the Bible says when you grow up, you have to put away childish things. And so I just feel keep them a kid as long as we possibly can. Let me read some stuff in the chat room. These days, the kids don't look like kids anymore. They don't act like it either. Well, you know why? A lot of that, too, is because we don't treat them like children. We treat them like mini us's. We dress them like mini us's. We talk to them like mini us's. We deal with them like mini us's. But they're not. They're kids. And I probably realized this a little bit too late. But, you know, I was a young parent, and I tried to be friends with my kids. Let's hang out. Let's have a great time. I want us to have a great relationship. And so on more than one occasion, the line between parent and friend was blurred. And it came back to bite me. But, you know, thank God I was able to recover. But you know what? That's why they don't act like kids, because we don't treat them like children, as in get put in your place, don't feel bad, reprimand them as needed, and keep it pushing. So, you know. Anyway, How Elegant says she must not feed her eggs. I don't know if she feeds her eggs. I don't know, but I just know I don't have daughters. So being that I don't have daughters, I don't really, you know, think about the breasts and the cycles and all that stuff. You know, I have boys, but when I'm thinking about it, it's like, eesh, you know, I don't know. But it also says this girl has tattoos and all this other stuff, so you know, I don't know. I just say let's keep them kids as long as we can keep them kids. Also in the chat room it says they have eggs that specify if they are corn-fed or something like that. Well, yeah, you have to be really mindful, and that's why I said to you and I said last week that for the whole first week of January, from January 5th to January 9th, we're talking nothing. We're talking all things health. We're going to talk about organic foods. We're going to talk about the pros and cons of eating meat, vegetables, the whole week from January 5th to January 9th. We're just going to discuss everything health and everything food, because we all talk about how much weight we're gaining. I mean, I'm getting worse and worse every day with the food that I eat, so we're not even going to touch on that, but I'm dealing with it. But, yeah, that whole first week of January, it's all about health. And I see Mama Smokey just joined us in the chat room. Hello, my darling. I love you. Her daughter, Tiff, is really who is really going to help us that first week. Tiffany Janae agreed to come on the show. I don't know if she's going to be with us all 5 days or if she's just going to be with us 1 or 2 days. We have to square up all the details. But she's going to really present herself and present her life's work to us that first week of January to really explore what's going on with health, what's going on with the food. Matter of fact, here's something that kind of freaks me out. A friend of mine who works here in North Jersey, well, I actually have two friends that drive the PATH train here in the New York area. We've got the New York City subway, but we also have a commuter train that commutes back and forth between the state of New Jersey and the state of New York, and like millions and gajillions of people ride this train every day. Well, late last night, I got a phone call, a text message. I was working on a project, so I sent a text message, and I'm like, hey, listen, I'm working on your project. You know, I'll give you some details, you know, as soon as they become available, whatever, whatever. And he sent me a text back that he wasn't really in a good place to talk about business. So I was like, you know, all right, I'm sorry, whatever, I didn't know. And I was like, why, what happened? And he said one of his coworkers had just died. I was like, wow. I said, well, you know, do you want to talk about it or whatever? And he said he was 36 years old and died on the job of a heart attack. Now, can you imagine that? 36 years old, black man, died of a heart attack at work last night. That's some scary stuff. So if that does not, if that's not a direct correlation between our health and what we intake and the food that we eat and these eggs and the children and these girls and the prostitution, it all ties in, I think. Maybe I'm reaching, I don't know, but I think there's a direct correlation between all of that stuff. And I think we all have to be a little bit more mindful about what we intake physically by consumption, but then, you know, that whole spiritual side of me too. But, yeah, this guy was 36 years old, no wife, no kids, gone, just like that, from a heart attack. How is that possible? And I'm sure it has to do with our food. I just got hit up in the chat room, but some of the so-called healthy people are dying from heart attacks. Well, yeah. I mean, of course, I think there's something in the state of New Jersey with cancer, and there's nothing that anybody can tell me about that, because this wonderful lady that I know, she died of ovarian cancer at like 26 or something, or 27 years old, and she had four kids. And she didn't get diagnosed until she moved away to North Carolina. And my aunt, who is older, she passed away from ovarian cancer, and she wasn't diagnosed until she moved down to South Carolina. So, I mean, there's a lot of stuff in the water dealing with the places that we live. The state of New Jersey, I know, has, like, a lot of factories and things like that that emit a lot of chemicals and stuff like that. So we got to just watch all that stuff. So we really have little or no control over the air and the air quality and stuff like that, but we for sure have control over what we intake as far as food and stuff like that. And, you know, that's why I said I'm really, really happy that for the whole first week of January we're talking about health and health-related issues and health-related illnesses. And I'll tell you one more thing. You all know I had to rush out and start buying plates for all these people that I have. I'm having company for this week. But we have this store called IKEA. I don't know if you guys. I think there's IKEAs in California, but it's a store that has like really cheap, inexpensive, I should say. Like they had wine glasses, six wine glasses for like $5. I got 12 drinking cups for $2.39. They just have tons and tons of stuff very inexpensively. So while I was there yesterday, they sell hot dogs for 50 cents, and I don't even eat hot dogs. The last time I had a hot dog is I don't even know when. But anyway, I was going to get a hot dog for 50 cents, just, you know, because it was there, shopping or whatever. Well, when I got there, they had this big old sign where you can buy two hot dogs, get a large drink and chips for $2.50. So I'm looking at it like, well, I was going to spend 50 cents anyway, so if I got another hot dog. So anyway, I just spent the $2.50. I got two hot dogs, chips, salty chips, and a large tea. Can you talk about probably the worst thing I could have put into my body for $2.50? It probably would have been worth it for me to just not eat there and just, you know, ate when I got home. But look how inexpensive it was. I was out, wanted something to take the bite off, and ergo, I had two hot dogs, potato chips, and a large iced tea. So, yeah, we really need to talk about health. Oh, Curvy Queen says, why is there only 5 minutes left in the show? Girl, you got it. Well, yeah, because, oh, just for this week, I can only do like a 30-minute show, everybody. I didn't want to cancel the show, but I've got tons and tons and tons of stuff to do. And so I'm only doing a 30-minute show this week. Please don't kill me, everybody, but I have so much stuff to do around my house. Curvy Queen says, don't want to know about the ingredients in hot dogs. Me either. I don't either. That's why I don't eat hot dogs, because I don't know what's in hot dogs. But, yeah, I had two of them yesterday, a large tea and also a bag of salty Lay's potato chips. But it was $2.50, and it was very yummy going down. Don't know what it did to my insides. Don't know what it did to my cholesterol. Don't know what it did to my body. But I ate it. It was good, and I definitely know I should not have eaten it. But what can I say? True, I see you just joined us. Yeah, don't be mad at me, True. It's only for this week. I just got so much stuff to do around my house. But we'll be back for the full hour, and I'm getting ready to getting all of our shows and stuff ready for 2009. True, I hope you're going to be with me when we do our relationships. That's the second week of January, from January 12th to the 16th. So I don't know if you want to come on and do a whole show or do a half show or do, you know, whatever it is. But just a quick programming note, January 5th to 9th, we're talking about health for the entire week. January 12th to the 16th, we're talking about love and relationships for the entire week. January 9th to the 23rd, we're talking about A Course in Miracles. Yay, Mama Smokey, for getting me to read that book, and we're talking really in-depth about spirituality. And then January 26th to the 30th, we're talking about wealth building, and prosperity for 2009. So health, love, awareness, and wealth for the entire month of January, and I will have full one-hour shows. How Elegant put Producer's Corner Platinum Lunch Hour. Okay, so I like this show too. Oh, yeah, I actually listened to the Platinum Morning Show this morning, really early this morning when I was getting ready for this show, which we ended up talking about girls and health and stuff. See, you know what? That's why I just love it. You know, I have a plan, but it just didn't work. True says, 2 minutes. Thank you, my darling, my wonderful timekeeper. Sai is making it shine in 2009. Well, I think that's going to be our theme for Life Remixed. Thank you, Curvy Queen. Make it shine in 2009. I love it. I love it, because that's what we're supposed to do. And if this is a spiritual she says, no. Okay, we won't. But we're supposed to make our light shine anyway. Oh, that's her tag on MySpace. Well, copyright it, darling, so nobody can swipe it. Mama Smokey says, you are truly on track. Can you call me after the show? I have something to tell you, Mama Smokey. It's real quick. I swear we won't have, like, a really long conversation. But I have to share something wonderful with you. It's nothing, you know, major. Just we only have a minute left. I'll share with everybody tomorrow. Anyway, thanks, everybody. Just really quickly, I have something that I've been reading these last couple days, and I'm going to read it again today before I do our prayer of protection. And I'll probably read it at the end of the show for the rest of the year, because I think it's so beautiful. I shall pass through this world but once. Any good, therefore, that I can do, or any kindness that I can show to any human being, let me do it now. Let me not defer or neglect it, for I shall not pass this way again. And that was said by Mahatma Gandhi. So that's absolutely beautiful. And I'll probably read that at the end of every show for the last 2 weeks of the show. And they're only going to be 30 minutes just because of Christmas and all that stuff. But we'll be back to one-hour shows before you know it. And always remember our closing prayer of protection. The light of God surrounds us. The love of God enfolds us. The power of God protects us. The presence of God watches over us. Wherever I am, God is. And wherever you are, God is. Thanks, God, and so it is. And I will see everybody tomorrow at 12 noon. I love you. Bye.